This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Chris McClain. He is with WFNZ in Charlotte. And we'll learn a little bit more about Deontay Johnson and if he's available. Chris, how you doing, my man?
Well, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Doing good. Let's just start with this. Is Deontay Johnson available? Chiefs fans are kind of looking at him after Amari Cooper has been moved. They're looking at Deontay Johnson as a possible fit. Is he a guy who's going to be available via trade?
It's a hell of a question, and it's something we're talking about a lot, too. You know, fans here have their opinion. With this the last year of his contract, fans have an opinion, you know, on whether or not they would like him to be re-signed or whether they want to use him as trade bait. So your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I think there's a lot of national media outlets that are definitely trying to create a Panther fire sale. And I get it. This is almost like a routine for us here in Carolina when we get off to a bad start. And anybody worth a crap on the roster starts to become a rumor. I see why you want him, man. He's the knockout of Pittsburgh was his head wasn't on straight all the time. He would be a problem at times, wouldn't focus all the time. But I'm sure contract here has something to do with it. But he has been, you know, a complete professional here. He's been the closest thing we've had to a legit number one receiver since DJ Moore was traded from here. And I think, you know, with Pat Mahomes and what you have around him on offense, I think he'd be a great addition. I'm just not sure exactly what Dan Morgan, the GM, is thinking. They have not talked contract. Since they acquired him in the offseason, they've never talked about, you know, extension or any of that stuff yet. But I don't really know what Dan Morgan's thinking. But I think it would be a great pickup for y'all if he ended up being the guy that you acquired.
Yeah, and I think just in the process of listening to your answer, I think that's why his name continues to come up. So he's on Carolina. They haven't had much conversation about a contract. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I mean, Kansas City, not just for this season, but for the next couple of seasons, now with the injury with Rashee Rice and also to Hollywood Brown, they're kind of looking for a 28, 29-year-old productive wide receiver, and you guys have one.
Yeah. Personally, if I was the GM, I would have been working by now to try to see what it would take to re-sign him as an extension. But if I was the GM, we'd probably be in worse place than we are now, believe it or not. All right. So there's a reason why I'm on the radio. You know, I'm sure you can relate to that. But I'm not in favor necessarily of the Panthers doing it, but I can vouch for, like, you know, he wants to get this next big deal. At his age, late 20s, he's at the point he signed, I think, in Pittsburgh, a 2-year, $36 million deal. He's at the point where this can be his biggest deal coming up. So I think that's been a big reason why he's been great in the locker room. There's been none of that stuff that people in Pittsburgh told us about when he got traded here. I think it's a great cat for y'all to go after. I don't think it's going to cost. I wouldn't think it would cost as much as the wide receiver trades you saw today. If I was GM, I would counter and say, do you have any interest in Adam Thielen? That would be the guy that I would want to trade. But obviously, if Dan Morgan, well, y'all should be calling Carolina, and if Dan Morgan wants to do it, it would be a great move for you guys to make, no doubt about it.
All right, let's talk about Adam Thielen. I actually wanted Adam Thielen last year, but he made the move to Carolina. He got off to a good start. I mean, Adam Thielen's a little older. He's 35 years old. He was productive last year. How much do you think he has left in the tank? Do you think he's a player that is open for trade?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he kind of made comments after last year that were interesting about kind of, you know, his desire to win and kind of like, hey, is that going to happen in Carolina? Well, I can still play. And, you know, he ended up coming back this year. And it's not like, he's not the type of guy that's going to make any sort of problem. But you could tell he was kind of thinking, I wouldn't mind playing for somebody that can win some playoff games and let me play in some more big games before I'm done. He's one that I would be more willing to let go. I don't think he is number one receiver material. I mean, he was number one receiver last year in Carolina by default. I mean, no one else was open. This dude catches everything, even if he's not open. So he ended up with a 100-catch season. But I don't think that's the role you want him in. But again, he's another guy that I think, you know, again, I mean, with Pat Mahomes, I feel like I could be traded to Kansas City, and this cat would probably get me 5 catches, you know? So it's just, I think he would be a great veteran influence in the locker room. He's a chain mover. That's the thing. I mean, Deontay has, you know, more yak potential, more downfield potential. They're both really good route runners, but Thielen would just be a chain mover. So I guess it depends on what you're looking for in Kansas City. I think he'd be a good one too. And as a fan, he's the guy, because of his age, I'd be more likely to part with. Whereas Deontay, I would love to see the Panthers say, hey, 3 years, $60 million, something like that. You want to stay here in Carolina? You're a number one receiver here. You might not be that elsewhere. But I do think, yeah, I think there should be conversations probably about both those guys.
I'm also looking at what you look at Adam Thielen's age, you look at his production, you look at his contract. I'm assuming that you could get Thielen for relatively cheap. Like, I'm assuming you could get him for a 6 or a 7, as long as you're willing to eat some of that contract. Like, he's not going to be pricey at all.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to think, because that's – I mean, this is the ongoing conversation. I'd much rather, Carrington, have your conversations. You know what I mean? Like, how do we get this player? We're always the sellers. Even in basketball with the damn Hornets, we're always the ones where it's like, oh, should we sell this guy? Because we're in a constant rebuild. So I'd love to be in your situation and be actually shopping. But, like, I'm trying to think, okay, so what can you get for these guys? You saw the third-round picks, and I know the Adams one was conditional. Cooper, there was a third-rounder involved. So for Deontay, I wonder if it could be a fourth. You know what I mean? A round down from those guys. And for Thielen, yeah, you're probably looking sixth, somewhere in that neighborhood. That would be my guesstimate on what it might take for either one of those guys.
Well, that is Chris McClain joining us on the show today. He is with WFNZ in Charlotte. You know what, Chris? We are going to get ready for another championship parade, and you guys are going to get ready to draft Quinn Ewers. I'm sure that we're going to both have a very exciting spring.
Hey, one of these times, man, I'm going to call you and say, hey, we need to see if we can trade for someone because we're actually good. I hope I live long enough to make that phone call to you, brother.
I appreciate you, Chris. Thanks a lot for hopping on today. That is Chris McClain joining us on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.